Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Snug Wrestling. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Out and put Becky in, and it's the same story.
Well, anyways, this is supposed to be behind the mic time before we go on air, where we talk about anything but wrestling, but all we've been talking about is wrestling.
Oh, well, I know Tommy bleached his asshole hair lately, but
how was your guys' this weekend? Let's go with that.
My weekend was pretty damn good. I just spent $400 because Daddy's getting his new headshots on Wednesday. So I had to let a beard come a little bit fuller. I have to go to my stylist tomorrow to get completely
clean. Does that include back shots too?
Only for you when I fuck you over in the fly. Bye. I'm excited about that. There's the episode that I play the Joker on for the Batman the Animated Series fan page is out sometime this week.
Hell yeah.
I'm all the recording and voiceover for that.
You're going to have to send that to us so we can watch it and share it and all that.
Yeah, it's
shit.
Only going to be a couple minutes because it's like three or four minute shorts where it's video style of comic book panels. But they took the Dark Knight Returns comic book where it's like a 58-year-old Batman and a Joker. And they did it in Bruce Timm's 1990s Batman the Animated Series art style. Then they get professional voiceovers like myself and others to come in and play those characters and re-impression them in that style, kind of like an Elseworlds thing. But I'm really excited about it. My weekend was fucking pretty good. I mean, it was Mania. Say what you will about it. No matter if it's good or bad, Mania is still, enjoyable in the middle of watching it. Did 101 fucking and a half thousand likes on my stream on Saturday.
Yeah.
Somehow still don't have multi-guest unlocked. Don't know what the fuck's going on there.
You should message them about that.
It was a really great week, and my mom just came back down. Her divorce is finalized, so my wife and I just helped her move into her other place down here today while they're trying to sell their house up in Georgia. But other than that, it was a good week and watched some really good TV. Finally on the final season of My Hero Academia. How's everybody else doing?
Nice. So besides the duck, the dragon duck,
I know some freaky mutation shit going on here.
Something else that my mom ordered, I find extremely funny. So here is the size of
your balls.
10, right?
Is that D&D dice?
Why you gotta do my boy Tommy like that, mate?
I mean, he set himself up for it. Are those D&D dice?
Yes.
Oh my god.
I've never been able to understand D&D, and a lot of my friends
was supposed to be this size.
Can you hold that up to the fucking camera? It looks like a fucking piece of tinfoil.
So are we doing Raw or WrestleMania first? Sorry, I forgot.
Die.
What the fuck?
We're going to do like the really quick important points of Raw.
Okay.
And then we're going to go over, And then we're going to go over WrestleMania.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Where's that dice?
Okay, do the joke, guys. You're staring in the camera like that. That's fucking brilliant.
A D10 dice.
Oh, look, it's the size of it's the size of the kidney stones. You're going to pass if you don't start drinking water.
That's brilliant.
Bottle of water. Fuck you.
By the way, Tommy, you are going to have kidney stones by 25. You don't start drinking water, buddy. I don't think you want the fucking pebble coming through your urethra. It's not going to feel good.
Maybe he does.
Yeah, I've been drinking water like a motherfucker recently. It's been so hot down here.
Oh yeah, well, you're in Australia, bro. Australia is a fucking desert.
Yeah, where we live, we never get any other fucking season. It's summer, 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 little bit of winter for a couple months, summer, 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 bit of autumn, summer, summer, summer.
You should try living in Florida. It goes, spring is like a month and a half. We're in hurricane season for five fucking months into the end of November. Then we get like 5 weeks of autumn, from like November to the first 2 weeks to 3 weeks of December, it gets to like 30 degrees on Christmas, and then we have our winter all the way to the end of February and halfway through March, and then it's back into spring. Because the hottest it's gotten here, we hit a record last year in Florida, 118 degrees with humidity last July. I'm surrounded by the ocean on 3/4 of the fucking state. And the state only takes 4 hours to drive completely from one end to the other across. It's only a 4-hour trip from my coast to the other coast on the Gulf of Mexico. And literally, you're cross-breezing the entire state with ocean at all times. It is hot as balls here, but it's wet hot. It's like being under a heated blanket that someone dumped a bottle of water on. That's what living in Florida is like.
So how was your weekend, Snug? Oh, yeah, it was great. Thanks for asking, guys. I just came back from Vegas.
You know what, Snug? How was WrestleMania? Did you enjoy paying all that money to get your balls fucking cucked in that main event?
Yes, absolutely. It was worth it, dude. So I just got back from Vegas literally like a few minutes ago. That's why I'm wearing the sunglasses, because I'm fucking tired as shit and I got hella bags under my eyes, but
probably hungover as fuck.
I ended up going to Friday Night SmackDown. I got last minute tickets for SmackDown, and then I did the two nights of Mania, and then I also went to the Undertaker show. But
how was the Dead Man show?
He started really late. After Mania, we were already tired. So we got to the casino, and he started late. And he started off with a couple stories that I had already heard. Like, I already knew these stories. And it was just, he brought out Michelle McCool. They had a little banter. And it was mostly The Undertaker taking shots of whiskey, getting drunk.
That's basically what the One Dead Man Show has always been.
Yeah.
If you follow his podcast, anyway.
Yeah.
For you.
What's up?
How the fuck did you get that close for SmackDown? You lucky son of a bitch.
Gabriel Iglesias. I was in Vegas, so I had to do a lot of crazy shit to get the money to pay for those, you know?
Well, I mean, I was in Vegas last year in February, and I know that there's plenty of corners you can have stood on.
Yeah, you don't have to do that in 2025, you know? You can just...
You're right, OnlyFans.
Yeah.
But really quick, though, I do have a legit question I actually wanted to know. We're growing men here. If you're uncomfortable, but I, as a person who's a businessman myself, I've grown comfortable with the fact that if you care about making money and being in business and doing that, smart people converse money with money. So, like, don't be the person who's like,
what the hell are you talking about?
So, Mike, well, don't talk about my money. My question is, how much did you actually, like, what did it run you for Friday and Sunday? Like, what were the tickets like? The hotel booking? Like, what the fuck was
it? I got the priority pass, which was, you get access to WWE World, you get access to the WWE Superstore. And you get VIP entrance, so, like, you don't have to wait in line to get in or to pay. You just walk right through. So we went to both of those things 2 days, and you also get it was upper seating for both nights of WrestleMania. It was way at the top. It was nosebleeds. But, again, you get early access. We were also, with that priority pass, we got to go to a kickoff party where – we saw Cody Rhodes and Carlito was there. Omos was there. Shayna Baszler, Zoe Starks, and New Cash Republic were all there. So that was cool. And so you got, with that priority pass, you get all of that. And it was $1,500 a ticket.
Shit.
I think it's worth it. I felt like I got my money's worth.
Because I didn't see any pictures of your son. So you and your wife just went.
Yeah,
so
it was just me and my wife.
It was like $3,000.
$3,000 for both of us.
Plus the hotel.
Plus the hotel was like $500.
Vegas hotels that they're resorts, and that shit is like $800, $600, $700 a night.
Nah, we We went to this hotel by the airport, which was like a 10-minute Uber drive to the arena. Yeah. Everything was pretty close by where we stayed, so we got lucky. And we booked the hotel a long time ago, so it was only like
It before the prices went up. Yeah,
yeah, it was like $500 for 3 nights.
That's for a night or total?
No, for all 3 nights, $500.
That's good though, because I stayed on the Strip at the Westgate Resorts because I worked for the company.
Yeah.
So all of ours, my wife and I stayed on the club floor for free when we worked the shows last year at the Westgate Resorts, and those were $800 a night that we didn't have to pay.
Yeah, so overall for everything, I think food, Ubers, drinks, and everything included, I think I probably spent like $5,000.
Jesus Christ, brother. How long were you putting away for that shit? That's not like just easy, like fucking, you know, shit.
No,
be prepared to spend.
Well, my wife and I, we're lucky because we're able to go on some type of vacation or trip once a year with the kids. So this was basically our vacation for 2025. So that's
I hope so.
Yeah.
That's a good vacation.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't take the kids. We'll probably take the kids to like another little vacation somewhere. I don't know. Like somewhere.
You have a 15-year-old, right?
Yeah. And a 10-year-old.
And you have a 10-year-old. You have a boy and a girl?
Yeah.
Hey, you got the good ratio. You got an equal ratio in the house. You're not outnumbered.
Yeah, and like I wasn't gonna spend the money to take them to WrestleMania if they don't really like it that much, you know. But
are they not really into wrestling like you guys?
Nah, not really. But
your wife seems to be as into it as you are. She was having a blast.
Yeah, no, I mean she doesn't know anything about it. She supports me and she loves.
But it's the experience.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
I mean, even if you're not a fan, if you take a non-regular fan to those. You blow their fucking mind.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is the shit you love? Holy fuck, this is
so cool. Now that you mentioned the Westgate really quick, because I want to get into the review, that I also went to WrestleCon, and I got to see I got to meet a bunch of people. And literally the day before, Joe Hendry showed up at WrestleMania. He just, like, walked right by me, and I was like, what's up, Joe? And he was like, hey, man, what's up? But that was a cool thing about just being around in Vegas. You never know who you're going to bump into. Like, I ran into Ludwig and Tiffany Stratton. And I was just I ran into them. I ran into Dolph Ziggler. I ran into, like, a whole bunch of people just walking around in the hotel. But I didn't have, like, the balls to ask them for pictures or anything because.
Well, you want to be respectful, and it's kind of hard to approach them, you know, because they're also a lot of them are there to get paid for their pictures.
Exactly. If they're in the casino, they're with their friends, their family. They're not working. They want to have a good time.
You're one of the respectful fans.
Yeah, like
bombarded with the airport.
Yeah, and also at WrestleCon too. At WrestleCon, you pay to get in. It's like $20 to get in. But if you want to take a picture or video or someone, then you have to pay. So,
and that's the thing. Like the fans that'll get mad. Like I don't know if y'all saw, but there's a guy who posted on TikTok over the week and said, "You'll never meet your heroes." I just ran into Randy Orton and his wife at the hotel before the Hall of Fame ceremony. And, you know, I said, hey, he wouldn't take a picture of me. He brushed me off, told me to I needed to relax. And, you know, we don't have time right now. You know, never meet your heroes. It's like, dude, it's probably an emotional night for him. One of his best friends is getting inducted. The fucking mentor of his whole career. He's with his wife. They're on a fucking timetable. Like,
not only that,
never meet your heroes, bro. You're trying to corner him.
There's a time and a place. Like if they're doing a meet and greet, if they're doing like some type of event, that's what they're there to do, just that, then yes. But if
support them.
Yeah, but
support them the right way.
Yeah.
Go pay to meet them. Oh, support them. This is their job.
I also ran into Grayson Waller, which was dope. I was like, hey, what's up, Grayson? Hey, what's up, man? But again, I didn't want to be that guy because he was with his friends.
That's the thing, because you get to still say, hey, I have the memory. I met you. Like, I have the memory. Like I told you guys, the Sunday before last, I went to that convention in my town, just two miles from my house, and we met Brutus. I met Brutus the fucking Barber Beefcake at a small fucking comic convention, 2 miles from my house, and I talked with him for 20 fucking minutes. Didn't buy a thing. We just shot the shit while he shit talked Hulk Hogan, and I shit talked Hulk Hogan with him, and then he shook my hand. But look, I can say that I didn't want to pay for a picture. I didn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't, but I didn't want to steal one. I didn't want to have my wife take one without his permission. I was respectful. I just wanted to meet the guy. You don't have to. I have the memory. Not everything needs to be captured on the phone.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you get to say you met all these fucking people. Yeah. And that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need to immortalize it with a camera. I have the fucking memories.
And I finally got to meet Victoria too, which was cool. I was like, hey.
Did you tell her, hey, we're Snug Wrestling?
Yeah, she was like, yep.
Fuck yeah,
bro. Yeah, she was like, you guys pop on my page all the fucking time. And I was like, yeah.
Bruh.
Did she follow us?
Bruh. Yeah, she follows us.
I'm super jealous of you, Snug, because you got to meet fucking Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah. I was a Friday Night SmackDown, and he was sitting like two rows in front of me, and he was super cool. And I talked to him. We took a picture. I talked to him a couple times throughout the show, and he was cool. And apparently, also Chris Angel was there. I don't know if you guys know who that is, but he was also there. But yeah, man. Overall, everything for what I paid for, everything like was worth it. Like it was a whole ass experience. It was fucking amazing. Oh yeah, you know.
I mean, is that your first Mania?
My first Mania, yeah.
Hell, then fuck yeah, man. That's well worth it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to convince my mom to let me go next year.
WrestleMania.
It would be fucking fly.
Yeah.
I've only been to one WrestleMania, and it wasn't even as a viewer. My school was one of the catering vendors to WrestleMania 2008 here in Orlando. So I didn't even get to sit in the seats and watch the show. I watched everything from the fucking hallways of the TVs and like curtain jerking to the fucking stadium entries.
Not curtain jerking.
But when it comes to approaching the wrestlers, Drew and Kevin Owens both have said the same thing, which is if you see them in like the airport or something, you can ask for like a quick picture, all of that. They're fine with that. But it's when you bring like a fuck ton of merchandise and all of that.
Yeah.
But
because even you're just then, gonna turn around and sell it on eBay.
Even then, I still didn't want to be that guy, you know.
No, like, and Kevin actually did just say that you need to stop. He just said it on Chris Van Vliet a couple weeks ago. He said the airport stuff needs to stop. If you try to corner me at an airport, you try to corner any of us at an airport, you're an asshole. He's like, you can say hi to us. He's like, but he's like, this is where we're tired, we're exhausted, we're trying to get to our gate. Like, you can say hi, ask to shake our hand, meet, respectful, whatever. He's like, not doing autographs at the airport anymore. Not doing pictures at the airport anymore. He's like, that should be off limits.
And then
after what they did to Rhea and what's going on with Asuka, did you hear about Asuka's stalker? People go too fucking far.
Yeah, and then when I ran into Tiffany, it was right after her match versus Charlotte. So I'm like, the last thing she wants. Oh, she's good. She doesn't have a chipped tooth. I don't know.
It looked chipped as fuck on TV, didn't it?
It did.
But I'm down one.
She's good. And for some reason, that picture, I don't know if it was just the angle. It just looked like it was chipped, but her tooth wasn't chipped.
I'm down one, you motherfucker. And I have...
Yeah, now you'll probably actually come up with some better points now that you're drinking the water.
There's the one that you're constantly saying that you're dog walking our asses and all of that.
I am.
All that ass is going to your head.
All right, enough. I think we're warmed up. I think we're ready to go. I think we're ready to talk some shit. So let's get ready, y'all.